treacherous word.
I said married.
Wonder what that means?
Well, are you sure you're not just being baited and hooked? She might know who you are.
She knows only that she loves me.
You know that who she is?
Ask the rose or the dewdrops for their names.
No, nameless people are not allowed to marry in these parts, and you are something of a fugitive yourself.
Nonetheless, marry I shall, even if it takes all of your wit to find a way.
My wit?
I am just a puppet, you know. You are the one that pulls the strings.
Of course. Leonce, if you marry your nameless beloved with your father's blessing, will you mind becoming king?
Not if she is my queen.
And when you are king, will I be prime minister?
Prime minister or court jester, anything you wish. No one will know the difference anyway.
I will. Stay where you are. Don't move. From now on, you are wood and clay. You are puppets, and I pull the strings. Valerio the Great announces his final farewell performance as a puppeteer. Stupendous, astonishing, and delightful. A royal romance rigged to right a wrong. A pulsating, pixelated, preposterous drama of daring do and daring don't. Positively the last time tomorrow. Don't miss it. Tomorrow. A punning puppeteer who's slightly sinister. By metamorphosis, maybe prime minister.
Intentions of His Highness the Prince Leonce to marry Her Highness the most serene Princess Lena of the Kingdom of Kiki on this day. His Royal Majesty the King commands to his subjects on this very fortunate occasion to rejoice. The general rejoicing begins with the stroke of 12 and ends at midnight.
Yeah. my beloved subjects. That's all very fine. But the princess has disappeared, and there is still not a trace of our most cherished heir, Prince Leonce.
Are the frontiers under observation?
They are, Your Majesty.
Completely. What do you see?
A stranger who has chosen this morning to visit our country.
What does he do in the afternoon? What do you see? Something approaching the northern frontier. It isn't a prince, I would recognize him. It's a dog.
Oh, a dog. Now, why did I put this string around my little finger?
Do you remember something, Your Majesty?
Oh, yes. A tune?
No.
My exercises?
No.
File the Prime Minister?
No!
Of course not. It was to remind me to rejoice today because there would be a wedding.
Yes, Your Majesty. It has been decreed, announced, and recorded that there would be a wedding.
And wouldn't I lose face if I didn't stick to my own decree?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. If it were possible for Your Majesty to lose face, this would be a case to lose face.
I wouldn't be very happy going around without one. Perhaps it isn't much of a face, but after all, it is mine.
Yes, Your Majesty, it is certainly your face. There is no doubt about that.
Then I will not lose it. I will execute my decree step by step. Now, step one,
I am rejoicing. I am extremely happy.
Without a prince or a princess.
Oh, if Your Majesty would abide by logic in this dilemma between logic and royal pleasure.
Granted.
Logic says that there would be no wedding.
Then I shall ban the practice of logic in this land.
Oh, I see something approaching.
But what is it?
A nose! The rest is not yet over the frontier.
Oh, now there is more of it. What do you know? The nose belongs to a man.
A man?
Four noses! With four persons firmly attached.
They're coming here.
Showman, Your Majesty. I have come to entertain the wedding guests.
If you could entertain also the bride and groom, I would be willing to pay you anything.
Why not? You see, my puppets have much in common with your bride and groom. They are of two different sexes. Male and female. Nothing but art and mechanism. Little pressure in the right place, they'll run for the next 50 years. They are refined and cultured. For the lady talks about opera she does not understand, and the man understands things he cannot talk about. They are extremely moral, for they rise early in the morning, and they sleep only at night. Their ethics are perfect. The lady has never stolen a horse, and the man has never broken his word unless there was something to gain by it. They always pay their taxes punctually. They are, in a word, model citizens. And behold, they are entering an interesting phase, the mechanics of love. The man has several times gazed at the lady and sighed. And the lady has sighed and gazed toward heaven. Each has said to himself, faith, love, hope. Thank you.
By proxy! By proxy! That's it!
Yes, Your Majesty, by proxy. That's what?
If people marry by proxy, are they not as good as married?
Better, perhaps.
Then we shall go through with this wedding by double proxy. This shall be the Princess Lena. This shall be the Prince Leonce. On with the wedding!
Well,
your logic say there could be no wedding? Well, there is. From now on, we'll do a lot of things by proxy in this land. Have children by proxy? Marry by proxy?
Die by proxy?
Oh, shall he marry the both of them now?
He marry both of them? Oh, heavens no. That would be bigamy and heaven knows what else. No, the girl shall marry the boy and the boy shall marry the girl. So touched am I. Herewith, I solemnly lay down my crown as my bid for living on in history as Peter the Wise. The rule of the kingdom is in your hands, my son, and if you wish to carry on some of the good work begun by me, try to do without the practice of logic in this land.
I might, considering that with logic our story would not have turned out as it has. And now, my good people, you may all go home. But don't forget your lines and your puns and your rhymes, and least of all your songs. For tomorrow we start all over again.
there.